What are the best social media strategies? And what is the role of church communicators within the context of our pluralistic and highly secularized society? These are just some of the many topics being discussed this week at a three-day national conference on new evangelization and Catholic communications in Montreal, sponsored by the Canadian Catholic Bishops Conference. One of the main organizers of the conference is Joseph Sinisac, president of the Association of Roman Catholic Communicators of Canada, who spoke to myself, Susie Hodges.
Well, we're hoping to create a dialogue between the bishops of Canada who have been studying the new evangelization, particularly in the aftermath of the Synod of Bishops last fall, and the needs on the ground, particularly for Catholic communicators, those people who are involved professionally in communications for the Church, whether at the diocesan level or for newspapers or for broadcasting. And really, it is to ask, what is our role as communicators in the new evangelization, and how can we be of service to the Church?
Now, one of the events during this conference is going to be a roundtable on the theme of risks and challenges of the new evangelization. Let's start first with the challenges, or even the opportunities. What you see as the greatest opportunities there, and do you think the Church is making the full use that it could of the new forms of social communications?
Well, there's both a technological challenge having to do with the rising social media and how to use those media and how to be even cognizant of the strengths and the weaknesses that they have. That's a challenge for the Church, and that is where we come in as professional communicators. The other challenge is the context that the Church exists in here in North America. We live in a very pluralistic society, in fact, a highly secularized society, in which large segments of it are actually hostile to organized religion. And also we live in the aftermath of the fallout from the sexual abuse crisis. There are challenges of credibility surrounding that. So it's a double-barreled gun, if I could put it that way, that we face. And so we have to learn how to use the new social media, but in this social context in which we are one voice among many, and one voice that is increasingly challenged by other voices that are not necessarily open to respectful dialogue, shall we say.
And what about the risks of the new evangelization? What did you exactly mean by that? The dangers that you're going to be misunderstood, misinterpreted, or something else?
Exactly that. The dangers that we would be misinterpreted. And that already exists as we proclaim the word to a society that really doesn't even know the Christian story in many ways anymore. We have to be very clear about how we do that, and we have to do it not in a defensive way, but in fact, an attitude of joy, and I think our new Pope Francis talks a lot about that. We have to be confident in who we are as Christians and live that joy that is part of our beliefs.